This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Every day, some 1,500 Somali refugees manage to make their way to the huge refugee complex in Dadaab, Kenya. They are starving, and many have walked for weeks to get there. And they are joining hundreds of thousands of others fleeing famine caused by one of the worst droughts in decades in the Horn of Africa. The crisis is made worse by the fact that militants linked to al-Qaeda control territory in Somalia where conditions are most dire. And those militants, known as al-Shabaab, have kept international relief groups out. Dr. Bill Frist, the former senator from Tennessee, recently visited the refugee camp in Dadaab, Kenya. He's a physician and heads the nonprofit global health group Hope Through Healing Hands. And Dr. Frist joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Good to be with you.
Why don't you describe for us the scale of what you saw at this refugee camp in Kenya?
The camp that we visited, Dadaab camp, was built for 70 to 80,000 people. It is now overflowing, crowded with 430,000 people, 1,500 to 1,600 new people arriving every day, 40 to 45,000 people who can't get into the camp outside of the camp confines. With very little in the way of shelter and food and, of course, no vaccination itself. A lot of children involved in the whole region, the Horn of Africa. There are about 12 million people at risk of death today. And finally, it's hard to know, but tens of thousands of people have died. And officially last week, it was reported that 29,000 children under the age of five have died in the last 90 days.
What was the physical condition of the refugees whom you observed at this camp?
Well, you know, you have to go back and look at them as individuals. And a family might be typically a woman with four children who walked for as many as 20 days, arriving many times missing one child. A child who died along the way. Her children arrive very thin, malnourished, but they're the successful ones because once they make it to the camp, as crowded as it might be, they do get a vaccination. They do get food. They do get what we call oral rehydration, which is really just water with some nutrients that brings kids back from the brink of death once they arrive at the camp.
They are now starting to see measles outbreaks in these camps. Is that right?
Just imagine al-Shabaab, who is affiliated with al-Qaeda, the terrorist group that runs much of Somalia, will not let the kids there be vaccinated. That's an evil from the West, and it's portrayed as a way of killing young kids. And so they arrive unvaccinated. You're in a crowded condition of 430,000 people, most of whom have not been vaccinated. So something as simple as measles, once it comes into a camp, can spread through that camp. And that little spark can become a forest fire. Is it bad? It is bad. But the big thing is it's getting worse.
The refugee camp in Kenya is growing so fast with these new refugees coming all the time. Are the relief groups there able to keep up to provide medical treatment and feeding for all of these refugees arriving?
If you look at the deaths, say for children under the age of five, the number one need is food, is the malnutrition. About 42% of the deaths are just from the fact that people are starving. The number two cause of death is what's called watery diarrhea. It's a type of diarrhea that results in dehydration of kids, like letting the air out of a tire, and cardiovascular collapse. They go into shock itself. And then there's the third area of neonatal deaths themselves. On the malnutrition, if somebody makes it to the camp, there is adequate food within the camp for the 430,000 people. But then there are 40 to 50,000 people who are outside the camps who don't have access to that food. If you look at the second problem of the watery diarrhea, the treatment's very easy. It's cheap. It's really a little bit of sugar water that has some nutrients in it that costs just a few cents. In neonatal, you have the moms who are coming, and the ones who make it to the camp themselves are able to get adequate prenatal care.
Dr. Frist, what's your message to the donor community at a time when all of the talk is about cutting spending, not about giving more, not about spending more, but cutting?
You know, it's an important question because here you have people listening to us right now. You know, they're worried about their own jobs here in America. We have our own insecurity. So the message is as follows. We spend in America less than 0.5% of our budget on not just responding to crisis, but all developmental aid. So we don't spend nearly as much as people think. Number two, there's an acute need that just by spending a tiny bit more can go a long way in directly saving lives today. Antibiotics cost a few cents. The oral rehydration, less than a penny. It saves a child's life. The vaccine, that measles vaccine, only a dollar. Need is big. It's cheap. It's inexpensive. We're not spending as much as people want. Our program from the past have mean that 5 million fewer people are at risk today, and therefore it's a good investment even in these chaotic times.
At the same time, Dr. Frist, there was a report this week from the Associated Press from the Somali capital, Mogadishu, which showed that thousands of sacks of food aid were being diverted, stolen, and sold in markets. So what do you do about that? I mean, if aid going to the government can't be controlled.
Well, you can't. You bypass it as much as you can. I mean, that's true throughout many different countries around the world. The whole idea that governments are not going to be corrupt is naive, and we can't pretend, and we don't want to take either taxpayer money or individual gifts from kids and people around America in $10 increments. We don't want to be spending it where it's going to be wasted. And therefore, you want to use those vehicles like UNICEF and Save the Children and Samaritan's Purse and the sort of organizations that are on the ground, that have been on the ground for 10, 20, or 30 years, that have the relationships that are ongoing, many of which are in Somalia themselves, to bypass the corruption of whether it's a terrorist group or whether it's the government itself, where we know it's a lawless land, and get directly in.
And you're confident that aid gets where it's going. I mean, the sacks of food that were seen in the markets in Mogadishu had stamps from USAID, had stamps from the WFP. They weren't getting where they were intended to go.
No, it's not going to all get there. I'm not going to tell you that they are, because obviously they're not going to get there. All I can say is that we got to do the best we can.
Okay. Dr. Frist, thanks for talking with us today.
Good to be with you.
That's Dr. Bill Frist, former senator from Tennessee. He started the global health nonprofit Hope Through Healing Hands.